just like that, it is 4:02. How's it going, everybody? Thank you, Brian Young, for starting the show off with, yes, my theme music to begin the show. And I always like to start with the affirmative. Hey, I hope you're doing well out there. This is WMFO in Medford. We're 91.5 FM, also on WMFO.org. You can be part of the show if you call 855-915-9636. If you want to give a request to someone, talk to me about your sleeping problems, just let me know what you want to talk about. 855-915-9636. This is WMFO in Medford. We'll have Stephen Stills just start the show off right after this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO. Give me a call, 855-915-9636, and I'll play what you want to hear. This is WMFO Medford.
Fancy Dan, gambling man, top hat of the peanut man, talking about your pot of gold, the silver liner. Tumbling dice, hit it twice. Bolts and the flushes, they sure look nice on a pot of gold with a silver lining. Stay the line, give you hard times. Stay too long. Goodbye, pretty women. I ain't staying on. Come on, get a hunch, better a bunch. Come to game, better pack at lunch for a pot of gold. Silver lining. Less you bet when you're staying in, the more you lose even when you win. On a pot of gold with a silver lining. You don't know when to stop. Lady luck, she gonna see your talk, but there ain't no pot of gold, ain't no silver lining. Easy money can make you mad, come too quick, turn a good man bad, for a pot of gold, it's a silver lining. Come on, gambling man, fancy Dan, top hat of the peanut man, talk about your a pot of gold, and a silver lining.
WMFO Medford.
The gypsy flies from coast to coast, knowing many, loving none, bearing sorrow, having fun. But back home he'll always run to sweet Melissa.
Thank you.
train. Each car looks the same. All the same. No one knows the gypsy's name. No one hears his lonely sigh. There are no blankets where he lies. In deepest dreams a gypsy flies with sweet Melissa.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. But it never really matters. I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. Find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do endear you to me, how you know I will.
I caught you singing along to that. That was the Beatles from the Beatles album with I Will. Before that was the Brother Brothers with I Will. And we started the program off with Stephen Stills and a song called Stateside Blues. And we also had Greg Allman with Melissa. And right now it's 4:16 on Saturday afternoon. And this is kind of fun. We're going to smash through the acoustic ceiling and a little comedy, but also it'll introduce the next song. This is WMFO in Medford. Here we go.
So what I want to do is I want to give examples of strumming styles. But this is going to be like strumming styles of punk and alternative music from 1970 to 2000. This is a sort of truncated version of like how people played the guitar. So we'll start with 1970, and there were fewer like solos and stuff like that. It was a little more, had more like rhythm to it and percussion. So it was like something like Velvet Underground was kind of like. Going down the boulevard with the flower. That kind of thing, right? Alternative music from 1970 to 2000. This is a sort of truncated version of like how people played the guitar. So we'll start with 1970, and there were fewer like solos and stuff like that. It was a little more, had more like rhythm to it and percussion. So it was like something like Velvet Underground was kind of like. Going down the boulevard with the flower.
The girl, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
With coke and the dollar bill stems and crack capsules. The Ramones and like stuff at CBGB's are very more, like very driving, like.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then, in
going down the boulevard with a flower.
And then in England, like 1977, same kind of thing, but like a little more angular and sort of like.
Don't go to the ambulance. Don't go to the ambulance.
I am a neon light.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. Survive on what you send every time you need a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night. I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you'd care. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for New England. I'm just looking for another.
That I've learned is that the true enemy of all of us who want to make the world a better place is not actually capitalism or conservatism, it's actually cynicism.
Yes.
That is our greatest enemy. And it's not the obvious cynicism of Fox News. You know, that's their job. That's how they make a living, by dripping cynicism into the national discussion. That's how they make their money. No, it's not that cynicism. The cynicism that is the true enemy of all of us who want to make the world a better place is our own cynicism. Our own sense that nothing ever changes. Our own sense that no one else gives a shit about this stuff. Our own sense that all those people in charge are all exactly the same. They're only in it for themselves. You know, we have to fight to overcome that cynicism. You have an opportunity here,
yes,
in the things that are happening around you at the moment, to overcome your cynicism, yes, and to show the rest of the world that St. Louis is not a cynical place. It's not a place where people give in.
Do.
It's not a place.
What sphinx of cement and aluminum bashed open their skulls and ate up their brains and imagination? Moloch, solitude, filth, ugliness, ash cans and unobtainable dollars, garbage heap of eyebrows and brains, children screaming under the stairways, boys sobbing in armies, old men weeping in the parks. Moloch, Moloch, nightmare of Moloch, Moloch the loveless, mental Moloch, Moloch the heavy judger of men, Moloch the granite skull monolith, Moloch, the crossbone Congress and prison. Moloch, whose buildings are judgment. Moloch, the vast stone of war. Moloch, the stunned government. I don't really feel like reading anymore. I'm sort of like...
Say, look at this shit, Martha. Wow. Little piles of shit in the street. Wow.
They don't say that. They have other words for that. Doo-doo, caca, poo-poo. And good old number two. Could never figure that one out, man. How did they arrive at that? Without all the numbers, two gotta mean shit, man. Why didn't they pick 13, you know? They didn't like that one anyway. That'd be easy to remember. 13 means shit and bad luck. Right, I got it. My dog does number 5. Yeah. That's 3 ones and a 2. Yeah. Your dog does that, right? Dogs do a lot of number 1s, man. They really do. They hold that and they spread it out all of the time if they can. Because they know if they do 1 out of 1.
WMFO Medford.
Yeah. Sing a song.
If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They're hoping soon my kind will drop and die, but I'm gonna wave my free flag high. Wow! Just don't fall on me. Go ahead on, Mr. Businessman. You can't dress like me. Yeah. My life the way I want to. There. Sing on, brother. Play on, drum.
Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rock and roll.
You'll want to tune into The Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
It's all kinds of great shows on WMFO, including The Desperate Hours every Thursday night from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And on Saturdays, you can get Mike on the Mic from 9 to 11, and then it's Something About the Women from 11 to 1. Then we have Crash Course for the Ravers is from 1 to 4 with Brian Young, and this show is from 4 to 5. It's called Acoustic Ceiling. And at the end of the program, in about 12 minutes, I'll be doing a rundown of all the songs that I played. Right now, here's Tegan and Sarah.
So hard that you pushed me further away. Screamed so loud you called the police on me. I got so city girl on you. Hey, I get so sad that sad gets to be so scared that. So I started know what to do.
This is WMFO in Medford, and that was Sarah and Tegan, and it was a song called City Girl, and it's from If It Was You, and that was released some time ago. I'll have more information on that later. Here's a song that I have information on right now. It's a lovely tune, and I have a feeling you've never heard it. It completely flopped when it was released as a single way back in the day. It's by a group called the Moody Blues, and it's a lovely tune. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Never Comes the Day, and to me it's a very forward thinking and looking song. I hope you enjoy it. Here are the Moody Blues.
Work away today, work away tomorrow, never comes the day for my love and me. I feel her gently sighing as the evening slips away. If only you knew what's inside of me now, you wouldn't want to know me somehow.
Thank you. the way I would you. And me too, I'd be your good friend. I'd be your good friend. I'd be your good friend. That's what I would have been. Oh, but every time I turn around, my heart's on the mend. These feelings I have, I have to suspend. So every time I turn around, my heart's on the mend. I don't think you want me to be a good friend. Yesterday is a laugh, and the traumas slip past. Now I think I'll be doing a lot of crying. But I should do my share. I would have been your good friend. I'd been your good friend. I'd be your good friend. That's what I would have been. Ooh, every time I turn around, my heart's on the mend. These feelings I have, I have to suspend. So every time I turn around, my a good friend.
Freddie Way in the background, that was Good Friend by The Velvet, not The Velvet, almost got me there. It was The Violent Femmes with Gordon Gano on lead vocal, and it's time for the rundown. All right, on today's Acoustic Sailing, we started the show way back at 4 o'clock with Stephen Stills. He gave us State Line Blues from Illegal Stills. Then it was Greg Allman with Melissa from Back to Mason, Georgia. The Brother Brothers gave us I Will from their cover to cover album. Then we heard the Beatles doing I Will from the White Album Remastered, also known as the Beatles Album. We heard Lou Reed with Vicious from Transformer, an album produced by David Bowie. Then it was the Ramones with Sheena Is a Punk Rocker from their Greatest Hits collection. Paul Weller sang 22 Dreams from his 22 Dreams record. In my opinion, is one of Paul Weller's very best records. 22 Dreams, it's packed with amazing songs, if you want to know. Okay, then there was Billy Bragg with A New England from Left of the Dial. It's also Back to the Basics by Billy Bragg. We heard a little poetry from Allen Ginsberg. We heard Howl Part 2 from Allen Ginsberg at Reed College. Then it was George Carlin with Shoot from FM. The Zambonis gave us Hex Tall from More Songs About Hockey and Buildings and Food. Motorhead sang Don't Waste Your Time from Sacrifice. The Jimi Hendrix sang If Six Was Nine from this Jimi Hendrix Experience. Then it was Tegan and Sarah with City Girl from If It Was You. The Moody Blues gave us Never Comes the Day from On the Threshold of a Dream. It was digitally remastered. The Violent Femmes sang Good Friend from The Blind Leading the Naked. And in the background is Miles Davis with New Rumba from the Essential Miles Davis Disc 1. Thank you for listening. I'll do a bit of a extended acoustic sailing. I'm going to stick around for a little bit. It's 2 minutes before the hour of 5 o'clock. I hope you're having a wonderful, meaningful weekend. Remember, the two most important days of your life are 1, the day you were born, and 2, the day you find out the reason why. I hope you have a glorious week. I'll catch you next week. Like I said, I'm going to stick around. I'm going to play a little bit of Tom York and a little bit of Justin Hayward for you, and it's 1 minute before 5 o'clock, so get ready for more music right after this PSA.
It's Thursday night and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around 10